Here's another guy who's going to be.
I met him at the UFC fights last year in Boston. You could tell he's a genuinely nice guy.
Yeah.
And one of the most enormous humans you're ever going to be in your life. Very impressive. Especially around all these athletes. He was around all the fighters. And he just got announced, you know, with the Celtics. He was there for that reason. But what a big, big dude.
Bill Gates was there as well. By the way, when Bill Gates walked by me in this very small setting, I said, geez, I could punch Bill Gates and there's no one that could stop me. There's something wrong with the richest man in the world being just walking through a room like that. He should have more security. Speaking of guys giving of their time, there's a big event coming up later this month, Saturday, June 18th, for the National Kidney Foundation, Repel for Kidney Health. Let's see, Kimmy Meisner's going to be there. Olympian, a world champ. I'm going to be doing this. By the way, this is not like an umbilical cord. You can't be at the top of the building and cut me loose, okay?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Well, the only reason I'm not doing it with you, I'm going to be in Philly that day. Otherwise, I'd be there holding that. I'd be holding that cord for you.
Yeah, I'm sure. And Benny Thompson, former Raven, will be there as well, rappelling. Benny, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning, guys.
How are you doing?
I'm doing just great.
Are you ready to rappel for kidney health?
I went down last week and kind of looked at the building, and I almost changed my mind, but it's for a good cause, so I came back out now.
Well, I'm going to be doing it, too. What do you mean you looked at the building and you almost backed out?
Man, that is one huge building.
It's Canton Crossing Tower.
Maybe I'll cancel this trip to Philly.
So this is Saturday, June 18th. Tune in Monday, June 20th for the Ed Norris Show. Is that what you're saying, Ed?
Excuse me?
I think he's going to cut me loose. All right. Hey, so you're going to be doing this for kidney health, and I think it's a great cause, and people can go to their website, kidneymd.org, for more. Hey, I'm just curious. Talking a lot of NFL stuff these days. You know, you missed the NFL work stoppage back in 1987 because you were in the CFL at the time.
Right.
What do you remember about that, though?
Probably the only thing that I can remember right now is a lot of the players off the street was trying to replace the guys that was professional athletes, and that's about all I can remember.
Oh, now were the guys that
players
were the guys that wanted to get into the CFL at all? The NFL guys, kind of borderline NFL guys, that said, you know what, I'll go up to Canada and make a check.
Right, exactly. Yes.
All right, Benny Thompson's our guest. We're talking about rappelling for kidney health. Hey, Benny, you played a while ago. It's over a decade now, but you played for a long time from Grambling, a couple of different professional teams. Now they talk about head injuries, concussions, and the like. Do you have any concerns about the long-term health negatives that maybe you may even do it as a safety?
Well, yes, it is a big concern, really. I think that's why the NFL is being more serious about these head concussions, because it's causing a lot of guys problems after their career is way over with. And that's the thing the NFL is looking forward to with these headshots, is that they are trying to prevent this from happening to these guys that's playing nowadays.
Now, I'm just curious. You were a guy who played, you know, we all obviously remember you in Baltimore. You came here with the team from the Browns, a couple years with the Browns. Then you were here for 4 years last year in 1999, coached for a little bit with the Ravens as well. You started your professional career in 86, NFL career in 89, primarily as a special teams guy, played some safety as well. But you're not one of these guys that got a Peyton Manning contract where you got $50 million and just absolutely positively set for life. So as a retired player, how much are you watching what's going on in the negotiations to see how they're going to take care of you in this deal?
Well, I watch a little bit of it, but to be honest with you, it doesn't affect me at all, not one way or the other. I mean, I would love for them to get back to work, but at the same time, because I still enjoy the game of football, but it doesn't affect me at all. As far as the health insurance and that kind of thing, yes, I do look to see what are they going to do for the players that paved the way for the guys now. Yes, I do look forward to seeing something of that nature happening, but at the same time, it doesn't affect me at all.
What about physically, Benny? How do you know, you played special teams? You're going down there sometimes, leading down there, coming like a bullet and making a tackle. Do you think at all now, geez, I wonder if whether it's now or 5 or 10 or 20 years, you know Bruce Laird, I'm certain Bruce Laird's very concerned about head injuries for him. Do you worry about yourself?
Not really. And the reason why I say I don't worry about myself, I more worry about the guys that I play with and against more than I do myself, because I keep myself in top condition. Matter of fact, I'm on my way to the gym as I speak now, as soon as I get off the phone. But I keep myself in top shape, so I don't concern myself with myself. I concern myself with the guys that I play with and played against.
Benny Thompson's our guest. Benny, what about the rule change they make? There's some for safety now. They're kind of protecting. They always protect the quarterback, but now they're talking about defenseless receivers, and you can't crack back if you're not facing your own goal line, all this other stuff. Do you think they're good, that, or are they just making the game a little bit too, you know, restricted?
I would say it would be a little bit too restricted, because to me, it seemed like to me they're taking the fun out of the football part of it, because – you know, guys dream of the big blow-up hits,
yeah,
and that kind of thing. And now they are trying to remove that from the game to protect the players. But I think that takes away from football. And I understand the rule of the game is to protect the players for their future. I do understand that.
What are you up to these days, Benny, for people that are sitting there saying, geez, whatever happened to Benny Thompson?
Well, I'm still here in Baltimore, and I do a little things here and there, but I don't need cameras and that kind of thing following me to find out what am I doing. I do things without the cameras knowing or me having to broadcast it all over the world that I'm doing it. So, but, yes, I am here in Baltimore, still in Baltimore. I still live here in Pikesville, and I do things here and there that don't need to be broadcast.
You played with Ray Lewis for the first 4 years of his career. Give us a thought on Ray as a teammate and how he's still doing it at this age.
Great. Work ethic, and he's a great guy. And it's all because of his work ethic.
When you would see him work out, what differentiated him from other guys?
Because he was motivated to work out. You know, some guys you have to almost make them go and work out or pay them to work out. You don't have to do that with Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis does that on his own, and he's still doing it today. And that's what keeping him playing as long as he played. And one of the things that I told Ray when he came into the league was that if you keep your body together, you will play a long time, and that's what he's doing.
How do you think he played, from watching him from a different eye than the rest of us? How do you think he played last year? What level was he at compared to when he was in his prime?
Well, I can honestly tell you, Ray is not the Ray Lewis when he first came into the league, or when he went back in 2000 when he won MVP of the Super Bowl. But he's still about 95, 96, 97% better than the linebackers that we have in the league today.
You are a safety. If you had to pick a safety for your team right now, would you pick Ed Reed or Troy Polamalu, and why?
That's a hard one, because you have two great football players right there, and it's hard to pick. You know, that's kind of like saying you got two kids, and which one do you love more?
Depends which day of the week it is.
I love both of those guys. I really do. I got to meet Troy when we brought him in for a visit when he was coming out of USC, and I also got a chance to meet Ed when we brought him in for a visit out of Miami. And both guys was just great, and they've gotten into the league, and they've shown the greatness that they exhibit in college.
Come on, man. Put yourself in Ozzie's shoes. Both guys are free agents. You can only sign one. Which one?
Well, Ed is the playmaker, but they both are playmakers, and it's just hard for me to just pick one. And if I had to lean just a little bit towards one, I would probably lean towards Ed, because I know Ed a little better than I do Troy, because I know Ed's study habit, his work habits, and I'm not sure I know Troy's work habit, which probably is a good work habit. I'm not taking anything away from him, but I know Ed just a little bit better than I do Troy, so I would probably have to lean towards Ed.
All right, Benny. Thank you. Good to catch up with you again. We'll see you down there. You and I will actually be rappelling on Friday, June 17th, but the event is the 18th.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Benny.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it. That's Benny Thompson from the Ravens again. You can go to kidneymd.org And it's amazing. When you heard Canton Crossing Tower and you looked at me, your eyes just lit up. You thought, well, maybe I'll find a way to be here.
Don't cancel this trip.
Thanks a lot. Coming up, as promised, Ray Lewis doing something very important in the community.